All right, this is June 2nd, and the topic this month is scenarios.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I do truly hope that that is sinking through. I do it not only for you, I do it for myself so that it sinks into my own consciousness. As I said many times, that has to be absolutely true, that we are one with God. If we say God is all there is and we believe that God is all there is, then we cannot be outside of that in any way, shape, or form. So we have to be able to really believe that and let it sink right into our being, to every fiber of our being. The reason why it doesn't, because no one else is teaching it. The world certainly isn't teaching it. The Pope's not teaching it, because they want to keep human beings separated so that they can have control, so that they can punish people and do whatever else those people do. I have no idea what is going on. But please, work on that every day when you are thinking about it. Know that you really, truly are one with this thing called God, and therefore you are God in action. Anything that's going to be accomplished on this plane of action has to come through you. So if God's going to accomplish something, it has to come through you. That means miracles and everything else that is going on. And we have this notion that God is going to do something for us. God cannot do anything for you that you are not prepared in your consciousness to receive. That's why this thing is called science of mind. That's why we're always talking about our own mind and what we can do to change our mind, because we are truly puppets of our own conditioning, and we have grown up hearing so many misconcepts and myths and so forth that we start to believe them, and we have to analyze everything that is happening to us and everything that has already happened to us, and come up with a different perspective, a new idea. That's that idea of be renewed by the changing of your mind. You have to change your mind about everything. And you're the only one that can do that. I can come up with these ideas. I can come up with all this stuff. And I can read one book after the other. But you, unless you do it for yourself and you come to that realization, it's not going to happen for you. And you have to know this thing called God. People want to know about prosperity and so forth. This thing called God is absolutely abundant, absolutely prosperous. This planet that we live on, it has abundance of everything. Everything is here for us. But we have to be able to accept that. We have to be able to see that. We have to stop listening to the world that keeps saying that we're lacking this, and this isn't happening, or that isn't happening, or whatever the world is doing to you. You just let them do that, and you go about your own business, and know that this thing called God is taking care of you. How that is done, I have no idea. But I know that it's done, because in my own life, it happens all the time. Things happen constantly that amaze me. So I must be taken care of, so I don't worry about things that other people worry about. I certainly don't worry about the future or my old age and all that kind of stuff. I was watching television, click, 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 never anything, about commencement speeches. And the one man was giving a commencement speech told the audience, be kind to your parents and all, that isn't what he said exactly, but he meant to, you have to be kind to everybody, because one day, if you're not kind to the young, you're not kind to the younger people and so forth, you're going to wind up in a home. Now, I don't believe that, you see, that we're all, that all of us are going to wind up in homes and so forth and have to be taken care of. We can go on and take care of ourselves, you know. But there's this idea out there, because we say, oh, look, people are living longer, they're living longer. Now we have to warehouse them someplace, we have to do that. You don't have to believe all that. You don't have to believe you're going to do that. Why don't you know that you're going to live right up until the last moment and then just drop over? The Buddhists do that. That's called die standing. They just keep on going till it's time and they say, oops, got to go now. They just drop dead. And here again, when I use the word dead, there's no such thing as dead. You just transform into something else. That's all. So keep that in mind. Andy, read this, please, and pass it on.
Nothing limits my ability to choose my attitude.
Nothing limits my ability to choose my attitude.
Nothing limits my ability to choose my attitude.
And nothing limits my ability to choose my attitude. That we forgot to do last week, so I thought we'd catch up since last month was about attitude. But the whole idea here is nothing limits you in any way, shape, or form, and especially with attitudes and beliefs or anything. That's up to you how you want to do that, how you want to react to anything or respond to anything. This whole world that you're going through, this whole life that you're going through is choice. You are deciding. And if you think that something outside of you is causing your attitude, like the horrible traffic and this, that, and the other thing, you've lost all your freedom. You've lost the freedom. You've given that power away. You've given your freedom away. So you have to pull back and say, ah, nothing limits my attitude. I can keep a positive attitude regardless of what happens in my life. And you'll see a wonderful difference when you have a good attitude. And people love to be around people with a good attitude. Who wants to be around a grump and a grouch? No one. Well, we sort of like Monk, but that's, you know. No, but you know what I'm saying. All life is a choice. And that's what you have to realize with this teaching. Okay, so now let's talk about the scenarios. I came up with this idea of scenarios because I have them going on in my head all the time. And we all have them going on. You may call them stories or you may call them anything that you want. And you can play them out in any direction you want. They may come true, they may not come true, but usually they do not come true. 99% of them never come true, and it's an absolute waste of mental energy to come up with scenarios. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if she says that to me one more time, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and then this is going to happen, and then that is going to happen, and blah, 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 blah. And you just build up all this stuff inside of you, this big story, this big scenario. Well, it never happens, you see. It never happens. So why are you wasting your time with that, you see? We can come up with any story we want, but when we're coming up with those stories and so forth, that's not predicting the future, people. It's wasting the present moment. It's absolutely wasting the present moment. So, as I say many times, we have to become aware of our thinking. We have to become a witness to what our mind is doing to us. And then we have to realize that we are not our mind, that our mind is ours to use. And then we start using that. Why we are never taught these things in some school is absolutely beyond me. But the mind loves to do that to you. You can sit there all day long and come up with things and think, oh, there went my day. And it may be a pleasurable scenario and so forth you're coming up with. But it's a total fantasy. And this teaching is not into fantasy, it's into reality. And when we use the word reality, it's synonymous with the truth. What is the truth? The only truth there is this thing called God. That's the truth of it. And that thing that we call God is totally good. Totally good. No ands, ifs, or buts about that. So you have to see what your mind is doing to you every moment. We just have to take control of it. It's called training the mind. If you don't train the mind will take over and it will flop you from one end to the other. You see? You don't know what's going to happen ever. If you go to an audition or to an interview with a job, you can come up with all kinds of things. Well, if he says this, I'll say that, and this happens and that happens. And you, well, when you get there, you know perfectly well that everything that you thought about didn't happen, didn't occur, because a different question was asked or a different thing came up. So you wasted all that time. It's a waste of time. It's useless. It's absolutely useless. So what do you have to know about scenarios and so forth? They're fun. But can you... Now, at my age, I can't afford the luxury of them anymore. No, I just can't. It's a waste of my time to do it. And it's a waste of life to do that. I cannot do that. So what do? Well, I hear them going on. I stop them immediately and I realize I'm being taken care of. I am being taken care of. My life is in divine right order. Everything is happening exactly the way it is supposed to happen because of my consciousness, because of the way I'm thinking. So how do I know that that's going to happen the way it... Because I absolutely believe that I'm always moving from my good to my greater good. I'm always moving from glory to greater glory. And you have to know that. But when something happens and you start up a story and so forth, it's not going to get you anywhere. The scenarios that you come up with. Everyone here is creative. And it's very fun to come up with those, and you can even write them out on paper, and they'll probably become a sitcom or a movie of some sort. But they're not real. They're not real. So you have to... What is real in life? What kind of thinking is it? Well, how can we stay in the present moment? By letting life pass by and watching everything instead of making something else out of it, you see? It always is going to be, it is as it is. The Buddhists call it suchness. It's just, that's it. It's just, that's the way it is. And we try to make something else out of it every time, instead of just accepting life the way it is. Life is wonderful when once you accept it. You know, I fought it for years. I was antagonistic against the now all the time. The now was not my friend. It was my enemy. Well, I don't want that. I don't want this. I want something else to happen. Now I just look at it and say, oh, well, that's what's happening right now, and that's fine with me. Now, does that come with age? How do you develop that? Well, I think it does come with age, but it also comes with practice. With practice. You have to practice this teaching. And last week I was trying, and I often bring that up about you can go to all the religious science churches that you want to go to, and you can go to any church you want to. You can do any of that stuff. But this particular teaching called the Science of Mind takes it for granted that it's God-oriented. So now, once you know that it's God-oriented, and we're always talking about God, that we're not throwing God out, we don't have to glorify God, we don't have to do anything, but just say, oh yeah, okay, there's God. Now we have to do something with our thinking, with our mind. Because if we're not getting in life what we want, it's because of our thinking, not because this thing called God or the universe is holding it back from us. It's because of some scenario that's going on inside of us, some story that we're telling ourselves. And what is the story that we're usually telling ourselves? We don't feel that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. And before we do the matter dance, everyone wants to get away from that, you see. We don't want to admit that maybe we don't feel worthy and deserving. Because I say to somebody, well, perhaps, oh, no, I'm very worthy. I absolutely feel worthy. Well, that can't be true. You'd have everything that you wanted, you see. I do that to my own self. I have to sit down and say, now, am I really feeling worthy about this? Do I really deserve this? Now, worthy and deserving. Let's look at them. I may feel very worthy, but sometimes I don't feel deserving because I hold something against myself. I say, oh, well, Dallas, you know, maybe if you didn't do that, maybe if you'd stop swearing and cussing. See, remember, I'm still, that habit has not left me. Probably, I'm about ready to say it's never going to leave me. So then I hold that against me. This thing that we call God, and I look up, which is ridiculous because God is everywhere. God doesn't hold that against me. I'm holding that against myself. So I have to change my mind about that and say, I'm aware that I swear, and I'll make an effort. Not because it's going to look good in the eyes of God, because it's something that I want to accomplish, something that I want to do. You see, God always holds you in the highest of esteem. God always sees you as whole and complete and perfect. Why does God always see you as whole and complete and perfect? Because you're one with God. You see, you're one with God. That's that. When you were maybe went to Sunday school and all, didn't you hear that little thing that God doesn't make junk? So you can't be junk. And the other thing, as you grow up, you realize, if you read Ernest Holmes, perfection, which God is, cannot create something that's not perfect. Cannot create something that's not perfect. Then, thank goodness, Sheila's not here. Because they will jump right on the thing. Well, how about kids that are born this way and this and that and the other thing? I'm not talking about that, and I have no idea why that happens. Perhaps they have to learn something. Perhaps the parents. Perhaps it's a contract. But we, here on this plane of action, and as humans, look at that other person and say, oh, there's something wrong with them. How do we know that? You see, how do we know that? When I look at a Down syndrome person, I think, oh yeah, they look a little strange. But I've never seen one say it. They're always happy and bubbling. They're always happy and bubbling. So how could that, what could be wrong with that? They're always, you know, they're nice to be around, you know. But we make human judgments constantly. And we say, oh, they shouldn't be that way. Why not? Why isn't it? The latest one that everyone carries on about is autism. You know, why are these all these autistic people? Well, I have many theories of why that happens, but we won't go into the theories of why. But those people are very gifted people. They're very sensitive. They're very sensitive people. Does that make them wrong or not perfect? No, you have to look at everything as being perfect. So, go back to all of that and ask yourself, do I really feel worthy? Do I really feel deserving? Do I really feel lovable? The lovable part, you may be able to get past worthy and deserving. And you may be able to say, sometimes I don't feel worthy. But very few people will admit that they don't feel lovable. Because we all want that. We all want to feel lovable. And that is why you don't hear that anyplace else but here. Have you ever heard anyone else ask you if you felt lovable? No. Did you ever go to a therapist and he asked, do you feel lovable? He'll ask, do you feel worthy and deserving? And they stop there. They will not go into the lovability. But you have to feel lovable. You have to know that you are the beloved, in whom this thing called God is well pleased. So therefore, you're lovable. You are lovable. Now, on this plane of action, we use that thing lovable because we think, oh, I don't have a partner. I'm not... Oops, I almost said something wrong. I'm not with somebody right now. I'm not having sex right now. So therefore, I must not be lovable. That has nothing to do with anything. It's how you feel on the inside. No one can make you feel lovable. You have to feel lovable yourself. Everything is an inside job. And we keep being convinced that it's something on the outside, or that somebody else can fix us. You can only fix yourself. You can only fix yourself. So start to see yourself as worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And that matter part is thrown in there because many people think that their opinions don't matter, that their life doesn't matter, that this doesn't matter, that that doesn't matter. And you have to know that it's absolutely, you matter. And you'll be surprised to find out who you matter to, and if you said something, how that meant to somebody else. How that meant. We all have that. In every degree, we have that. So you have to know that you truly, truly matter to yourself. So worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter things. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, I matter, I matter, I really, really matter, yes. Now, we've been doing that little matter dance for at least 2-3 years, and I hope that that also is sinking into you, and that during the day that that comes up, when your mind tells you something, that you come, aha, now wait a minute, I do matter. Instead of going into a scenario of why you don't matter. You see, we can do that. You can come up with any story about anything that you want. Any story. So why do you want to come up about a bad story about yourself? You see? No sense to that. And there's no one here that hasn't done something that they think is wrong. No one. Even Mother Teresa probably did something wrong. I use her because she's the only thing the rest of, you know. I'm sure the Pope's done tons of things wrong and so forth and sets himself up as somebody that's, you know, infallible. We're all fallible. We all make mistakes. But the thing to know is that we can make those mistakes. We can forgive ourselves because this thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. That you're always going to be the beloved. Now, with the stories and the scenarios that are going on in your mind, you must become a witness to that, to your own thinking. You must be able to see that and put a stop to that. That person said this, therefore I'm going to say that, or this person never liked me, or this happened, or that happened. And that's all a bunch of bull. And I could fall for that constantly. You know, I have one now with my cousin. He hasn't called me for a while. So my mind said, well, what's going on there? You know, probably absolutely nothing. The man's probably busy and just didn't bother to call me. Now, I could go down that road and say, well, if he doesn't call me, I'm never going to call him. I'm not. Now, when I get fed up with any of those things, I pick up the phone and I call. And I solve the problem. Instead of letting it go on for 10, 15, 30 years, I said, well, they haven't called me. I'm not calling them. I always have to call first. Did you ever hear that one? I always have to do all the work. I have to do all the call. That's just a scenario that you're building, and you could turn it in to anything that you want. Don't do that to yourselves. It's that mind. It's that ego mind of yours that's doing it. I don't know how to explain the thing, but it's absolutely true. All your life that you're living in your mind. You're not. I mean, yes, there's stuff going on out there, you think. But it's what's going on in your mind, the stories and the scenarios that are coming up that are making your life. Not what's going on in the front of you. So, learn to change that, remember? When you're in homes, learn to think the thought that you want to think. Learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. Don't allow the outside world or a stimuli from outside of you to do that. All your stuff is inside of you. So you have to see that and you have to be able to do something with that. You see? I had a client this week and she used the word, she said, well, I had a random telephone call. Well, there's no such thing as a random telephone call. It happened to fulfill a manifestation that she was working on, or a demonstration that she was working on. She didn't even recognize it. I said, there's no such thing as a random phone call. Well, the studio called and went, you know, well, I don't think studios have somebody sitting there making random phone calls to somebody, you know. There's no such thing as random. You have to, and I talked about this a long time ago, you have to be able to hear what you're saying, you have to be able to hear what other people are saying, and you have to be able to change your vocabulary. You have to change your vocabulary. Because words structure thought, and the words that you use are structuring your thought. And this is why we people with small vocabularies cannot manifest big things because they have a small vocabulary. You have to get a better vocabulary, a better description of what you want, and use that to structure your thinking. And we can all do that. Add a word a week to your vocabulary. But we like to fall right back in to that same old pattern and so forth. Don't do it. It's a waste of time. These stories that you tell yourself and you think that it's life, it is not life. It's a waste of time. And to hold grudges or to come up with all these things, and with I don't know about the scenarios that you people come up with, but by the time I'm finished with a scenario, the other person is completely out of the picture. I'm never going to talk to them again. Why did I ever bother with them? They're just absolutely nothing, you see. And if I kept that up, I'd have nobody. I'd be alone. You can't let your mind do that, but I watch people do that over the simplest little things. Over the simplest little things, we just let the mind build it up. That's a making a molehill into a mountain. Don't do that to yourself. Listen to what's going on inside of you. How am I feeling about this? Can I forgive this person? Can I do this? Yes. And you can. I think the whole thing of any religion is the idea that you must forgive. And you must start with yourself. And forgive yourself for everything. And know that you are absolutely innocent. At all times, you are innocent. People hold things against themselves. And I hear people say, well, if I knew then what I know now, well, you can't. That's an impossibility. Absolute impossibility. You always act with the knowledge that you have at the moment. When I told you this before, when I give these talks and so forth, I tell you what I know right now. And it may make absolute sense. But tomorrow I may find something out that refutes that, you see. And then I will bring that in. And it's changing. It's changing. It's constantly changing on everything. So your story inside of you should be changing to the way you want it to change. And the scenario inside of you, do you have a good one? Do you know where you're going with that? Where is it taking you? Where is your life going? Is it in divine right order? Do you know that you're being taken care of? Are you allowing life to come to you? Are you racing after life all the time? You see, we race after life because we're never content in the moment. We think that the next moment is going to be better than the moment that we're in. So we don't enjoy this moment because, you know, when I get home, I can have a drink. When I do this, I can do this. I could have, See? And the mind always is pulling you away from the moment because the mind does not want you to know, that part of your mind does not want you to know that the only peace that you're ever going to find is in the moment. It's going to tell you it's in the next moment. And the next moment happens to be the moment. But you can't keep doing that. You have to be content here and now with what is going on. And if you're content with what's going on here and now, the next moment you're going to be the same thing. That's why to worry about the future is absolutely futile. You have no idea what the future is going to bring. This young man at 57, my friend Tom, had that massive stroke and they said he was dead before he hit the floor. He had a plan. He had properties. He had money. He went, this is going to be paid off in 20 years. He was going to travel. He was going to do all of these wonderful things. That was his scenario. That was his story. But now other people are going to get all of that, you see. And I'm not saying go give things to people. In fact, if you want my legal name, I'll give it to you. But you have to live in the now. And you have to give yourself all the love and all the respect and all the abundance and prosperity right here and right now. And don't worry. The world wants you to get ready for the future. I don't know how many times a day the phone rings to ask me about health insurance and do I have enough, and because this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And I hang up on these people. Did you read that literature we sent? I said no, and I have no intentions of reading it. I think that's the U.S. Bank that keeps calling me. What are they selling health insurance for? I have no idea. I hang up on them. Now, I'm not saying don't have health insurance. What I am saying is, if it gives you peace of mind, absolutely have health insurance. But don't be like all the people that I seem to know. They're thrilled that they have health insurance. Why? Because they know they're going to get sick and use it. I don't want to get sick and use it, you know? And I tell this story about clients who come to me and they say, I've got to get out of this job. This job is absolutely killing me. I've got to get out of it. And I say to them, well, why do you stay there? For the health benefits. Well, I say, then you're going to have to use them, because if the job is killing you, you're going to have to use those health benefits. I can't take that job because of there's no health benefits. I can't do this because of the health benefits. So many people seem to, that's the only thing they're thinking about is the health benefits in any job. I never had health insurance in my life till I reached 65 and got Medicare. I never had that. And I don't understand it to this day, you know. And I'm not planning on getting sick, and I'm not planning on using it. If it's there, then that's all well and good. But I don't come up with a scenario in my mind of, I'm going to get sick, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. You have to be able to hear and see what your mind is doing to you. It's as simple as that. And only you can do that. So you have to take hold of your life. back to religions and so forth. I think that's wonderful, but people think that God's going to take care of them, or the church is going to take care of them, and these nice people with all these wonderful smiles are going to take care of them. No, you've got to take care of yourself. You're the only person that matters in this world. You're number one, and you have to know that. That doesn't mean you have to be conceited or any of those things, but you have to know, I'm number one here, and I have to take care of my own self. Most people can't take care of themselves, and if you can't take care of yourself, there's no way in hell you're going to be able to take care of somebody else. No way you can do that. You have to be able to take care of your own life. And you have to know that you're capable of doing that. The world tells you, no, you can't do that. You need this, 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 and this. What the only thing you need is the idea that you're being taken care of. That this thing called God is not going to let you down. It's not going to let you down. You're not going to be thrown out on the street. You're not going to become a bum. You're not going to do any of these things. You have to let it go so that God can use every possibility to do something for you. And we don't do that. We can come up with maybe 5-10 different possibilities or scenarios. God can come up with one much better every time. Much better. I don't even bother anymore. You know, it's just a waste of time to do those things. People want to be actors. I think that's wonderful. Go for that and go full throttle. But know that you're being taken care of. And if that's what you want to be, then say to God, this is what I want to be. Work through me, work with me, and do this for me. Show me the way. Show me the way. There's a wonderful affirmation, and it's this. I am ready for my ordination. Show me the way. I'm ready for my ordination. Now, that word ordination does not apply to becoming a monk or a priest or something. It means becoming what you want to become in life. That's a choice you have made. That's a choice you have made. So allow it to happen for you. And stop thinking about what the world is telling you out there. Live in your own universe if you have to. How many times do I use that one? People come and say all kinds of crazy things to me, and I just look at them and say, oh, thank goodness I don't live in your universe. It's a completely different universe out there. And I don't know about you people, but when I do watch the television, I get to laughing because I don't know any of those people on there. I don't buy any of those products that are on there. And then they show, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and beer and all that. I don't know anything about those things. And I always think, huh, this is what it must look like on another planet. I'm watching a group of people doing all this stuff, and it makes absolute sense to them, but it makes no sense to me whatsoever. Makes no sense to me. I don't eat hamburgers. Well, you know. But they're showing it constantly. You see? Don't do that to yourself. And there's nothing wrong. Because I... most of the time I'm a vegetarian. When I use that word, most of the time I'm a vegetarian. If something is presented to me, I'm not going to say to my host, I'm a vegetarian, I can't eat this. I eat it. I eat it. I prefer vegetables. I prefer a lot of things. When I don't get them, I don't go crazy like other people and say, oh, well, I'm a strict vegetarian. I was with somebody, I thought, oh, good God. Could you tell me if meat's cooked on that grill, on the same grill that the vegetables were on? You know, well, they want to, you know, if I ran the restaurant, I'd say, oh, no. You know, rather, you'd lie anyway. There's not all these kind of grills in that kitchen. Are you kidding me? You have to have preferences. But they cannot control your life. You cannot be rigid. You cannot be strict about anything. You see? And there's nothing all that bad about eating meat and all this, but you have to do it in a sensible way. Monk and I were talking earlier about people in the diet drinks and all. Yes, that's a diet drink, but if you drink 12 of them during the day, I don't think it's a diet drink anymore. You know, then you've just compounded that thing, right? You know? So you have to use any time in anything, you have to use wisdom. You have to use your mind. You have to see what your mind is doing to you. As soon as you become aware of anything, it starts to change people. If you think you have a habit that you don't like, as soon as you realize that, become aware of that, the habit will loosen its grip on you and it will fade away. It will fade away. The people with habits are not aware of what they're doing. They're not aware. And that's the whole idea of life, is to become aware. Now, we use that word also. We say, oh, that person's aware, and then they're enlightened, and all this, that, and the other thing. To be aware only means to notice. To notice what you're doing, and to notice what other things are going on. Have you ever been with people who never notice anything? You said, did you just notice that? What? What? I didn't notice anything. I go, oh my God, where are you half the time? Where are these people? They're somewhere else. They're somewhere else. You see, you can get lost in your own mind and you think there's something that's great. But it's not great to get lost in your own mind. Your mind is for you to use. Learn to use your mind. Learn to see that. Know that it's a choice. Everything that you're doing is a choice. And the story or the scenario that you are talking about is a choice. And you can stop at any time you want. And sometimes it's fun. But as I said, can you afford the luxury of that anymore? Because you're giving away your life. You're giving away your time. And the equalizer on this plane of action for everyone is time. No one has any more time than anybody else. No one has any more time than anybody else. People may have more money, but they don't have more time. So time is what you want. And time is the equalizer in life. So use that. Use that in your life. Change your mind about yourself. Change your mind about life itself. Change your mind about this world and so forth. And then your whole life will change. Your whole life will change. I say this many times. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And this teaching teaches you a different way, a different perspective, a different point of view. A different point of view. So you see things differently. And then you're able to react differently. Because the rest of the people are absolute puppets of their conditioning. They do not know that. They will live this life and they may be happy the whole way through their life. I'm not going to say that they're not happy and stuff. But have they truly lived? Have they truly lived? No. If you're living the same life that your parents lived, that's a continuation of their life. It has nothing to do with your life whatsoever. No, and many people are just continuing exactly what their parents did. And they're saying the same things that their parents did, and they're reacting to the same things that their parents did. That's not freedom. That's not choice. You have a choice here now to grow up, to mature emotionally. And this is the problem. Most people are not emotionally mature. They still have the emotions of a 5-year-old kid. And here again, we are not taught from first grade through the 12th grade in college, you know, we are not taught anything about the emotions and how to control them and how to say, this emotion is coming and I can change it into something else. I can change it into what I want it to be. so that my life is wonderful. That's what you want. You want a wonderful life. You want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel good about other people. And you want to feel good about this world that we live in. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful planet. It's a beautiful world that we live in. And I think we're so blessed here in Southern California. It's just amazing, you know. So see all that. Do all that for yourself. So when you start in your mind to tell yourself a story, oh, life is horrible, life is, isn't it awful, the industry is awful, they don't do this, they don't, that's a scenario, that's a story. Where is it going to get you? Where is it going to get you? Not going to get you. All that stuff may be absolutely true, but you don't have to repeat it in your mind, you don't have to do it, and the more you repeat it in your mind, the more you make it solid. The more you make it, you see? If everyone said that the industry was wonderful and gave everyone an opportunity, that's what the industry could do. That's how powerful your thinking is. That's how powerful your mind is. Now, before I close, I'll tell you one other little thing that no one ever thinks about. Our parents' generation, at least my parents' generation, were never taught and never realized that their mind could do anything, that their mind had any power, that thinking ever had any power whatsoever. They were just doing what they saw everybody else do, and they just continue to do that. So it's only one, maybe two generations that people realize that their mind is doing something. That their mind is doing something. That you can think differently. My father and mother never knew that. And I'm sure my grandparents. And now they had good lives and so forth. But they wouldn't. You couldn't have set them down and said, do you think your mind... Oh, duh, ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So, we can move on. We're evolving. And we're evolving very quickly. So see what's going on inside of your mind. If you have a scenario that's leading you in the wrong direction, stop it. You have the power to do that. You have the power to tell yourself wonderful things and to tell yourself wonderful things about yourself. Because this thing called God is absolutely for you. The universe is absolutely for you. And there's no way that you cannot succeed in life if you use your thinking correctly. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.